Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's bring in TK here. Oh, yeah, go do it. You ain't seen this, Trista. Trista
I
with the new
this.
New Ultra 8K camera and the light and the setup behind
she
her.
She got that, like, this is like TV production quality camera.
It's literally what we've been begging the company for 3 years now. And,
no. I look really white, though. I think I'm.
You
like
do look
really
a little pale. You do look like the sun has not come out in a while.
I think it feels like I should turn it down a touch.
And you see, or she's doing it through her phone, which
is
fire.
Fancy,
yeah.
That's fancy. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get it all sorted. It looks different during different times of the day, even though
I've got the player's air.
You got to send me your light, by the way. You got to send me what light you're using.
I got the Players Era Championship on right here, and you were talking about, like, you look really white. And somewhere in there, I don't know if it really fits, but there was a Bruce Pearl joke because he was just on my screen. And I said, Bruce Pearl, why are you that shade? Why are you that complexion?
Sir? Was he white or dark?
Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gets into the tanning booth. Did you see last couple of days ago he was airing out Candace Parker right in front of her for being being an athlete ho?
What?
Well, let's also be clear.
She was right there.
No, she was there. Let's also
she
be clear.
Consented to the conversation.
She was the biggest star at the University of Tennessee. So your little basketball players were punching out of their weight class.
What happened?
No, they were on the call.
Yeah, so they were on the call. Bruce Pearl and Candace were sitting next to each other. He obviously used to be the head coach there when she was playing there. And so he said that Candace had multiple boyfriends. Many of them were on the team.
Bro,
and
what
so
is he doing?
He had to tell her not to break up with his players before they would have a big game so they didn't have an emotional breakdown. And she was kikiing, listening to the whole thing, thought it was hilarious.
Well, she's okay. Yeah,
I'm not
that's
a big
fine,
Bruce Pearl fan anymore.
That was wild.
That is wild. Is it not wild?
That's wild, sir. What are you doing?
Also, I don't think I did. I tell you guys the story? I think I did. When he was coaching at Auburn, and I went into the locker room early, and the whole team hadn't gotten in yet, and I saw somebody have a complete, like an equipment manager, have a complete meltdown, throwing all their stuff against the locker after they lost to Virginia in that, like, last-second Kyle Guy 3 in the Final Four.
King's legend, Kyle Guy.
King's legend, Kyle Guy. Mm-hmm. And so they all walk in, they're like, and I'm already there with my little, you know, Osmo on the phone, and I'm just watching them all come in. And he's like, they're crying, they're screaming. He comes in, he, like, looks around, he's like, what the F are you doing here? Get out! And I'm like,
what?
I also don't know. They let me in. I know I shouldn't be in before y'all.
I also
I'm literally just standing there. I'm the only one in the locker room. And I knew, but they let me in. So, I mean, you just do what you do, baby.
So at no point, so you didn't think, hey, maybe I shouldn't walk in right now?
The person, so they have at the locker room, like somebody standing at the door.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and everybody went over to Virginia. And I was the like one of the only ones waiting for Auburn because me and my other producer, we just split up. He's like, I'll take Virginia, you take Auburn. And so I stood there and there was no one else there. And the person was like, all right, the game's over, go on in. And I'm like,
I think you got set up, bro. You got set up.
It was like, you know, those little security kids are like 20, so they don't know. They see that the end of the game is coming.
No, the SID is supposed to be out there saying, okay, now you can go in.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Not some, you know, guy.
He hadn't even gotten to there yet. I was there.
Again, Trista, the signs are there. You should not have walked through that door.
No, they said, go on in. Just go right in.
I was already.
If you're older than the person telling you to go inside, don't go inside.
Go on in.
No,
go
look,
on in.
I was all ready to be like, Bruce Pearl, what a jerk. He shouldn't talk to Trista. No, he was kind of right. Like, what are you doing here?
He was right. Of course. I literally was laughing like, yeah, you got it.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, but you know. Tommy, the grad assistant, the first year grad assistant, let me in.
Trista said,
kid
I don't
got
know
fired the next
here.
Day. Got an
Listen,
incomplete on his
know.
Master's.
I mean, it was at the Alamo.
No. Yeah.
That was a classic game, too, by the way. Was it the final that was a classic?
What do you think? What do you think of San Antonio? Because Kenny hates it.
Well,
and he's never been there.
I don't hate it.
San Antonio is an awesome sports venue for like a big game. Because I think I was
no,
talking about
No.
She,
the
she
city.
No, she
no,
answered
what do
it
you
just
think
like
of
that.
The city?
Yeah, no, she answered it.
I mean, it's fine.
See what
There's
I'm
nothing
saying?
Wrong with it. I would say it's very quaint. I would consider it better than San Jose.
Oh, significantly. Significantly.
So much better. San Jose is like a wild place. There's not a thing going on. Things, the downtown area, it's like it's still 2020. It's COVID over there. I was downtown this weekend trying to get brunch at 11 a.m. Nothing open.
What were
Zero.
You doing in San Jose?
Bro, that video you posted was hilarious.
The awkward moment.
Yeah, she was doing the soccer stuff.
Oh, and the
NWSL championship no. was
oh,
this
the,
weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It was the Washington Spirit versus Gotham, and Gotham was locked all the way in, man. And every single person we talked to had like these hilariously awkward moments. And it started because Trinity Rodman, who's probably gone, probably going overseas, said that Emily Sonnet, who she played with on the national team, is probably her biggest like competitor and trash talker on Gotham. So I was like, we got to go and see what's up with Emily Sonnet. So see what she says. And we walk up. This part didn't make the video because it wasn't on video. We're waiting in line. The line to talk to her is like unusually long, probably 6-7 people. So we're standing in line for like 10 minutes. And this is like the last part of the video that we want. So we kind of have to wait. And we come up and she's like, you guys having a good time? And we're like, yeah, I guess. And she's like, well, you guys haven't stopped smiling this whole time. You've been standing in line for 10 minutes, cheesing from ear to ear. And I'm like, well, haven't you been in interviews? How do you even know that? And she's like, I can do two things at once. And I'm like, okay, this is going to go left. And I'm like, I just know this is going left. And I'm laughing, smiling, and I'm like, well, you know, Emily, my whole goal today is to make you laugh. And she's like, why is it to make me laugh? And I was like, because you don't look like you laugh that often. And she's like, why is that? And then that's when I asked her, have you ever heard of RBF? And she said, what's RBF? And I go, do you think you have it? And she goes, I don't know what that means. And I said, resting bitch face. And I was like kind of scared. She's intense. She like
very intense. Yeah.
She like does this the whole time. Or
she looks like she's about to say, "I will break you."
Now is this is the goalie? I'm looking at it right. This is the goalie who's saying this to you.
No,
or
she's
the girl
a defender.
On the stand?
She's a defender. Okay. No. She's a defender. And forgot them. She's American. Okay. And she was like, "Well, I don't have Botox, if that's what you mean." I was like, "No. What I mean is that you, when you're just chilling, you give bitch. It's okay, I give bitch too. I had to work on it. And it just continued down. And then she just started to troll me. And then at the end, after we stopped recording, of course, I was like, where are you from? Because she's played in Portland, like we were talking. And she's like, I'm from Atlanta. I was like, oh, okay. ATF, y'all. And she just like, then she finally like breaks character. She's like, all right, get out of here. Just go. Just get out.
At what point during that conversation did you know, okay, this is the bit? Like, this is, I'm going
I
to see how.
I still don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't quite know. Because she was being serious about something. She's like, oh, yeah, I think I saw your video. And I'm like, well, the video hasn't even come out yet. What do you mean you've seen the video? We're in the making of the video right now. And I think she thought I was Sarah Spain. I don't know. The whole thing is baby, I don't have the
same. Kind of like a mini version of Sarah Spain?
Yeah, me and her don't have the same frame.
Not, no.
Wait, is she like tall?
She's very tall. She's
Sarah,
very...
she is tall and
of the corner.
Thicker variety. Yeah, thicker variety.
I've only seen her on Around the Horn.
Yeah.
So she's sitting down.
She's very tall, too. She's very tall. Mm. So, yeah, so that was fun. And then I'll share this story again, but because I talked about it on the podcast, but I had the single most embarrassing moment in my entire sports coverage life.
Oh my gosh.
After the NWSL championship. So we go to this party for Gotham, and we're talking to somebody who's like another podcaster who had a bunch of like people on their pod, like athletes, podcasters, whatever. So we're chatting with her. We kind of bonded with her at media day because of this whole Emily Sonnet thing. They were standing there, so it was kind of like laughing about it. And this older woman comes up. She's got these big glasses on. She's got a hat on. And like kind of like inconspicuous a little bit, you know. And so we start talking. And she's like, dumbass is asking Trinity if this is she's done and blah, blah, blah. That was probably my first signal that like this is not just a random, you know, sports fan. Because she's hating on the media. Like most fans don't hate on the media, you know. But I just went with it. I was like, well, you know, it's kind of like the one thing everybody wants to know. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, if, you know, so-and-so didn't get injured, Gotham doesn't win that game. And she's like, that's sports, though. That's sports. Second red flag to alert me. Trista, tread lightly here. Didn't. Just blew right past the light. And so.
You are very bad at missing signs.
So bad. So bad. And I'm kind of like a nervous rambler, you know, when I'm in social situations. I just keep going until someone, like, chimes in. And she was talking about the salary cap or something. I don't know. We started talking about Trinity. And I said, I didn't know. And it was her and this other podcaster right next to each other. So I was kind of talking to the other podcaster, but I was looking at her, too. And I was like, I didn't know that everybody in the NWSL got free housing, free cars, and free health care. Did you know that? And it just goes silent. Silent. And the girl goes, of course she knows. It's Brandi Chastain.
Oh.
Just the most. For those who don't know Brandi Chastain, she's the one with the iconic sports car.
No, you could have ended there. She's the one.
She's the one.
If you know one women's soccer player, that's the one that you know.
That people really like know. I don't even know if there's a WNBA equivalent, honestly. There may not be. It could be like maybe.
Maybe Lisa.
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa's probably the closest.
No, no. It was my lip got so sweaty. So fast. And then I like kind of noticed there were kids waiting as she's listening to my stupid ass. Waiting to sign, like, to have her sign something and, like, take photos. By the way, they're 10. Why do they even know who Brandi Chastain was?
Okay, we're alive,
they're
yeah.
10. This moment, how do they know? It was, I had to leave. Me and Sarah, I was like, listen,
that's the right move. Yeah.
We have to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, she immediately kind of, like, slinked off like
so,
this idiot.
I was going to say, like, did Sarah not, like, Sarah's your podcast partner, did your partner on Letters, did she not say, hey, No.
Immediately, she was like, did you get your foot out your mouth yet?
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm literally replaying this entire conversation now. And all of it, I feel really dumb.
That's incredible.
So we have to go. We have to call an Uber right now.
So
that's what we
got on the first flight and just left.
Hold on, drove
straight to SFO.
Hold on, no. Brandy could have had some fun with it. Brandy could have. She could have handled that better. You ain't
got to
be like, you don't know who I am. Let me look at you crazy. Like,
well,
she really was just. She didn't even do that. She just kind of like.
It wasn't Brandy that said. I'm Brandy Chastain, was it? It was someone who was with her.
No, it was the podcaster that was like, of course she knows. She's a founder of Bay City FC right here in the Bay. And that's Brandy Chastain. Like, what are you doing?
And Brandy could have. That's right.
And she could have just No, she was willing to let me sit right in it.
Yeah.
That's what
I said. Well, to be fair, no, Trista earned it.
Trista earned it. Every part of it. And all I thought was this is going to be a great story.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters. Yeah, that's all that matters. You got to get the story.
And to be honest, let's be real. She's not digging through the CBA. Okay? She's probably not digging through the CBA.
She might not have known. Yeah, the athlete's a little bit different. She might have slicked off to go get it changed. Like, I'm sorry, did you hear? You know what we do?
Hold on, let me get back in here and see.
Mini bitches cars, hey, kill that.
It was rough.
While we're here, though, what do you? Because I'm not gonna act like I like super followed that league or whatever, but I definitely wanted to be successful. What do you think about the league? Like, is it is everything going smooth? Is it trending in the right direction?
What we'll see, they had multiple clubs. I think it was six clubs over, and the average attendance was over 10,000 a game for every week. Six teams in the league surpassed 10,000 at average of every home game. Portland averaged more than 18,000 fans per game.
Goodness gracious.
They have like a power rankings for like leagues around the world in soccer, and the NWSL is number one in the world. They've got people from 43 countries playing in this. Some of the best players in the world are playing here. Like, you have an 8 seed winning the whole thing. Right. So the level of competitive parity is through the roof. Gotham is obviously a stacked star team. Like, if Kenny, I already know who Kenny's favorite player is. Bob, you've never watched this, but like, your favorite player 1,000% is Midge Purse. 1,000%. Yeah. She's like Harvard educated.
Oh, like, I think I do know her. I think I follow her.
Doesn't
on Instagram.
Play any games. Looks right at you. I asked her what the secret sauce is, the talking smack, and she said you can't go low enough. You can't. There are no boundaries. She's a real one.
I am familiar with her. I have never seen her play either, but I am familiar with her.
She's a dog. She's incredible. So fun. Anyway, so yeah, I think the team, the league in general has a lot to show, I think, the WNBA in terms of like that you can get to a CBA that people are happy about. Mm-hmm. Now, the salary cap is only $3.5 million spread across 26 players. So the ones at the back of the bench aren't making a lot of money. But again, I don't think people really knew that all of those other things are built in to your contract that I didn't know until I went there, which is why I was excited to share my new piece of information with Brandy Chastain.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So is Trinity believe just because she gets paid somewhere else, gets paid more somewhere else?
I think there's probably a lot more to it than money, but she might be the first one that leaves specifically only because of money. Her agent's out there saying that she's being offered $1 million a year, which, you know, that'd be like 30% of the total salary cap for her. But the problem for Trinity is that she's never healthy. She's got back problems. She hasn't played a full season her entire career. And she tried to leave after the game without doing any media, which is something that, like, if you're the star of a league, you can't really do. So I'm a little bit torn about Trinity. She's great. She's fun. She's probably the biggest star in all of women's soccer, at least in this country, in terms of American talent. So we'll have to see what happens. It's like a big topic of conversation, the only topic of conversation this weekend.
You know what should be a topic of conversation? I didn't even realize this when the show started. The Sacramento Kings are one game out of the play-in, baby.
Let's go.
Matter of fact, Kings are 5-13. Memphis is 6-12. TK, you were wrong. TK, say sorry.
No.
Two-game win streak, TK.
I got a bone to pick. TK, you slandered my name last week when I wasn't here.
What did I say?
You lied on me.
What did I say?
I never said the Zach LaVine trade for De'Aaron Fox was a good trade.
Yeah, what? Yes, you did.
No, just because you hate Zach LaVine, me not hating him.
You were thirstily asking for Zach LaVine the whole year. And then
with De'Aaron Fox, not for De'Aaron Fox.
But then
I wanted
when you
him
got
on the
Zach
team.
LaVine, you were like, well, this is the best we could get. Zach.
That's different than saying I think it was a good trade. I didn't say it was a good trade because I don't, because Zach.
Say it was a bad trade?
So that means I think it's a good trade?
All of the energy around it was giving green, 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 green. None of it was any reluctance.
No, because I think Zach LaVine is, once again, because I don't hate him the way you and others do, that may come off as if I think he's a perfect basketball player. And I see his flaws.
I don't think I heard one negative thing about the trade.
Yeah, because I wanted to see what happens. That's okay, right? I wanted to see what happens.
You can't have it both ways. You either did it or you did.
I wanted to see what happens before I said it was a good or bad trade. Is that not allowed anymore? Do we have to have the take before we see anything that happens?
What were the emotions that came from the trade? We can just roll the tape.
The emotions? the emotions were, all right, let's see what's it. Zach has played good basketball in Chicago. He's the numbers are good. Let's see what he could do here. That's all it was. Like, it wasn't, like I said, we are not allowed as media members to say, let's see what it looks like. We have to know if it's good or bad before somebody even steps on the floor.
Well, we can identify all the transactional elements and know whether it's a good deal or a bad deal pretty much instant one, moment one.
Okay. I don't subscribe to that. So when certain things, I want to see it play out. Let me see what it looks like. Today, it does not look like, it's not a good trade. It's not a good trade.
Well, but those were all factors we already knew.
Like, you were right. I don't have to be first a lot of the times. Like, I don't,
You're just not as miserable as me. That's really it. You're just not as miserable and like pessimistic and cynical as me.
Probably. I'll be late to the party on players and teams and stuff like that. I'm okay with that. Like, I don't, if it's like, all right, let me see what happens and everybody's like, it's going to be terrible. I'm like, all right, well, let me see it be terrible. And then when it is, I'll be like, well, you guys are right. Like, it's not good. But yeah, you slandered my name, Tristan.
Slander, do you guys, would you, Jesse and Damian, would you guys,
oh, don't leave us out of this. Me and Jesse, would you, if I had some popcorn, I would just,
yeah,
leave,
I'm
us,
eating lunch right
leave
now.
Us out of this. Jesse trying to have his lunch. Y'all are two adults. Y'all have a matter of fact, I don't think I can do this. I think it messes, but y'all just fix this.
Check one, check two. Can
yeah,
I
don't think it works. Yeah,
he's gone. He's gone. If you take yourself out, the host has left the chat. Chatty house. Can we get some people on the record over here?
Dame, you talk to me every day. Did I say this was a good trade, Zach LaVine?
If to be fair, I believe the phrasing that we used was this is probably as good as it gets. The reason we felt that way is I know the we believe that front office was under a directive from someone else to go get a player. There was never a single thought of a young, whether it's Steph, whether it's Keldon Johnson, whether it's whatever San Antonio player you're enamored with, that was never going to happen. From jump, it was never, ever, ever going to happen. So I think the prevailing thought was this was, and I believe the term that we both used was, this is as good as it's going to get. It's not going to get any better unless you bit the bullet and waited. That was not an option.
I wasn't waiting at the time.
But understood. Yeah. More importantly, the guy who owns this professional basketball team wasn't for that either. He had one chance to get the player he wanted here, and he was going to use De'Aaron Fox to do it. It wasn't going to get any better. I wish our grand thoughts of two draft picks or A, B, C, and D or a young player or name your favorite Spur was real. It was never, ever, ever real. There was never pushback about giving up Steph Castle. Kings never, they were never getting Steph. It was never even a conversation other than, yo, man, like, you know, what's this look like? You know, I mean, Steph is a guy we want to start with. San Antonio Flasis, then there's no conversation to be had.
Right.
We're not trading Steph Castle. We're not.
Once again, I'll ask you, was I ever overly excited that the Kings got Zach LaVine?
I do not believe you were overly excited.
I thought he was a good player.
I don't think you were down.
No, no.
But
I don't hate him the way others do. I think he's a good ball player. The numbers look good or whatever. Let's see what he could do here. I've never liked Zach LaVine like that. That's how I know I didn't feel that way. I always think he's just a really good ball player.
I don't feel like that's true. I thought you've always loved Zach.
No,
Zach
LaVine is top tier
on Kenny's list.
No,
of bucket.
What I'm saying is, and I don't say like I never liked him, like I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I never liked him to the degree where I'd be like, let's go. Like
I've never seen you react like that to anybody other than
Kyrie.
Mac Jones, who you was a little late to the party on Mac Jones because you were quick to. Oh, no, like no. KC was about Brock pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Brock Purdy. Yeah.
My boy.
That's my boy.
Yeah, he's like MVP, Brock Purdy.
That's my boy.
But you had him. But today, this year will be the year of the baby face turn on Mac Jones.
That's my boy, too. Shout out, Mac. I apologize for slandering his name earlier. But that's my boy. But Zach, I still think Zach is a good ball player, a talented ball player. The things that Trista said from day one about him are proven to be 100% correct about how he disappears in big moments and against big teams and stuff like that.
I mean, and now he's being removed from the moment.
Yeah.
We haven't talked extensively about it. He didn't play last night when the Kings made that run. He played in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But when the Kings made that run, and shout out to Doug, I haven't had the opportunity to say this. TK, I don't know if you saw that game versus Minnesota last night. It was one of Doug's best coaching jobs. It is tough. To stick with a lineup.
I was busy watching my Blazers beat the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis.
Yeah, the Bucks are you talk about a crash back down to earth.
Mm.
They lost Giannis and they play without Giannis, and it's like crash and burn.
It's nasty. And why this is what I'd be talking about too. You'll appreciate this, Trista. This is what I'd be talking about too. Why wouldn't Scott Perry or anybody else bring Caleb Love in for an invite? I mean, if you watch basketball, if you watch college basketball, that's a skilled guy. Let's see what he can do on this level. What do you have, like 25 against the Warriors the other night? The guy can play basketball. Why not ever bring him in? I just don't get it. I would always bring a guy like Caleb Love in for an invite if he was undrafted or whatever. Like, the guy clearly has been able to play for I don't know how long. Good pickup by the Blazers.
He's a decent player. Yeah. He really is. Same thing with Sidy Sissoko. He got let go for nothing.
By the Kings.
And we picked him. Yeah, and we picked him up pretty quick.
Cleveland got a king. Sam Merrill.
Yeah.
Oh, our boys in Cleveland are loving that.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this all started with me saying the Kings are a game out of the play-in, and no one's reacting.
Well, I think nobody believes it. It feels like a little fugazi here. It feels like a Canal Street Louis Vuitton. Canal Street coach bag.
Shout out Canal Street, man. The mixtapes is crazy.
I don't know.
I'm going to get one of them bags in New York when I go. Y'all will never know the difference.
I hadn't seen
that. No, we will not.
They're in a while.
In New York? In what?
I said I haven't been to Canal Street in a while. I don't know what
Canal Street's not New York, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Where the hell is Canal Street?
Manhattan.
Downtown-ish, like down in like Tribeca area. Oh, Tribeca, okay. Soho, sort of down.
That's where I used to go get my Red Monkey jeans when I was about 20.
That feels offensive.
I'd go with my cousin Ace. He'd take me to Canal Street. I'd get me some Red Monkey, some Avizu jeans. Be popping.
I can hear my mom in like four rooms away listening to the hit.
What up, Mama Crick?
Yeah, shout out Mama Crick. I mentioned this last week. You didn't know five jars of pepper jam arrived at the house last week.
There was supposed to be six. For your brother, my mom said so.
So
there's
a there's a good chance Katie kept one for herself. There's a
Got
good
it.
Chance.
My mom wanted to know if one broke or something.
No, Katie probably is hiding one, stashing one away. And Mama Crick sent five of them.
Let me check my ring camera and see if there's any. No, there's none in my. Oh,
yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, it's been a little like I wouldn't say contentious. I would say a little anxious. I don't really need much. All I want is it's the first Thanksgiving we spent together in a decade. So she's a little hyped up. She's over there making deviled eggs right
this second. Let's go.
She's making deviled eggs. She's making her like cream cheese olive spread that goes on Ritz crackers, used with the pepper jam. It's all good.
Yes. Yes.
Make her little smokies, which is that's all I really want. The bone of contention's probably the mac and cheese, which if I had my druthers, I'd get some. But my girl Alice, who I've known forever, she's like three doors down. Her mac and cheese is the Patti LaBelle. So we're just going to roll with that.
Yeah,
right now, we've been on a mission for turkey wings to put those babies in the slow cooker or in the oven. Because I'm not like a big meat fan.
Okay.
She's never had turkey wings before, but we went and got the seasoning. We went and we're going to go over to New Seasons right after this hit and get 12 turkey wings or something to put in there. Okay. And then we're going to have a nice little day.
Okay. There we go.
Good stuff.
She makes some apple crisp.
I'm sorry. What's the point of contention?
Well, she didn't want me to make the mac and cheese. Well, first she was like, oh my God, I already got the turkey and you got the wings.
Okay.
And then I was like,
it's fine.
Mama Craig
doesn't
sound
like that. Stop.
Yeah, she does. And I go, it's fine, Mom. We don't need anything. I'll just have, you know, I'll just make some Kraft mac and cheese out of the whatever you want. So it's like, you know, it's the psychological manipulation that only children know how to do, you know. I don't really eat that much, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, you don't eat a lot. You are a very, you're not a big eater.
I mean, like, I'll have, like, a little plate, and once I put everything that's on the plate I barely eat half of it anyway.
Facts. Yes.
So,
facts.
You know, birthday, it was the same thing at your birthday. I try to have a little barbecue, this, and I'm like, ooh, leftovers.
Yeah, a lot of them. We ate that food.
What y'all doing? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
For me, Katie's mom is in charge. So, and then we're going to my sister's house for a seafood boil on Friday.
Oh yeah. Tell her what's up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
That's in the works. TK, we appreciate you as always, man. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
TK.
All right. Yeah.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.